A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. The tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, at which the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus addressed this parable to them. A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the estate that is coming to me." So the father divided up the property. Some days later, this younger son collected all his belongings and went off to a distant land, where he squandered his money on dissolute living. After he had spent everything, a great famine broke out in that country, and he was in dire need. So he attached himself to one of the propertied class of the place, who sent him to his farm to take care of the pigs. He longed to fill his belly with the husks that were fodder for the pigs, but no one made a move to give him anything. Coming to his senses at last, he said, "How many hired hands at my father's place have more than enough to eat, while here I am starving? I will break away and return to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" With that, he set off for his father's house. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was deeply moved. He ran out to meet him, threw his arms around his neck, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." The father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Take the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found." Then the celebration began. Meanwhile, the elder son was out on the land. As he neared the house on his way home, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked him the reason for the dancing and the music. The servant answered, "Your brother is home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has come back in good health." The son grew angry at this and would not go in. But his father came out and began to plead with him. He said to his father in reply, "For years now I have slaved for you. I never disobeyed one of your orders, yet you never gave me so much as a kid goat to celebrate with my friends. Then when this son of yours returns after having gone through your property with loose women, you kill the fatted calf for him." "My son," replied the father, "you are with me always, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice. This brother of yours was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The story of the prodigal son is among the most familiar stories in all of the Christian scriptures. Even the master artist Rembrandt sought to capture the passion between this father and his two sons. It is said that Rembrandt saw himself in The Prodigal Son. His painting, completed shortly before his own death in 1669, evokes a depth of emotion and compassion that attests to his personal empathy for the son and his bond with the father. Listening to a story that is so well known carries a particular challenge. There is always the temptation to unconsciously tune out. After all, we've heard it all so many times before. One of the blessings of Lent is that we have another opportunity to catch ourselves in our comfort zones and to lean into the story with eyes and ears wide open, hoping to catch the spirit fresh and new, as if for the first time. Today, I want to focus on the two brothers. Based on their external behaviors, they appear to be very different. We might describe the younger brother as rebellious, young and foolish. We could describe the older brother as obedient, more mature, sensible. If, however, we go beyond the externals and look interiorly, we begin to see that the brothers are really very much alike. Each in his own way is trying to answer the age-old human questions. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Their paths differed, but their goals were the same. I imagine the younger brother musing about his life with mom and dad and his big brother on the family estate. The same daily routine. All in all, everything was rather boring. Surely there is more to life than this. Thus, with his unearned fortune in hand, he ventures out into an unknown world in search of true happiness. He has a sense of entitlement and fails to recognize his father's unreserved generosity and takes for granted the fortune he has wrongly claimed as his own. In contrast, the older brother remains on the estate with mom and dad. He is obedient to his father's wishes and conforms with the expectations and obligations that come with being the eldest son. One can imagine him feeling indignant toward his little brother and complaining to his father about his spoiled son. Unlike his disobedient brother, he was going to earn his share of the fortune. Surely, he was justified in feeling a bit self-righteous. Despite very different behaviors, the brothers shared the same inner struggle. The younger son rejected everything his father lived for. The older son followed every command his father gave. Yet, neither brother knew what it meant to be their father's sons. If they had, there would have been no urge to run away and squander a fortune, and there would have been no giving way to resentment or feelings of betrayal. Ultimately, they did not really know their own father. The father offered each of his sons the very same thing, everything he had. His unfailing love far exceeded his worldly wealth. the intimacy of father to son and son to father, however, had not been embraced. No matter how far from home one strays, or how close to home one stays, the journey inward to intimacy with God is the ultimate personal spiritual quest. The great 14th century mystic Catherine of Siena shed light on this inner journey. Catherine discovered that knowledge of God and knowledge of herself were intricately connected. As she grew in intimacy with God, she grew in self-knowledge. By the light of God's love, Catherine came to know herself as infinitely loved. The blazing fire of God and the blazing fire of Catherine were one. Given Catherine's insights and those of today's gospel, I ask myself this question: how comfortable am I with the knowledge I am God's daughter? Or, I am God's son? How completely do I believe it? And if I believe it, where does it lead me? How does it shape the way I am in the world? I invite you to take time today to sit with this knowing: I am the child of God. Linger in this knowing and allow its truth to bring you home. Amen.